greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. What a joy it is for us to gather around our computers, phones, and televisions to celebrate and worship God for giving us His dear Son, Jesus Christ. For my family and I, and perhaps for you, this is a special time of the year. It gives us an opportunity to end the year on a high note, in a celebratory way. This 2020 year has been a trying, tough, and turbulent year. However, we still pause to give thanks to our Heavenly Father for expressing His love for us through the person of His Son, Jesus Christ.
Brothers and sisters, our New Bethlehem Church family have put together a virtual Christmas worship experience that is sure to bless your heart. Let us worship together as we listen to songs, a Christmas reading, a sermonette, and an instrumental this Christmas day.
Long live Christmas is a special time to give, to serve, to love. It isn't just about yourself, but others that you think of. The presents, the trees, the growing lights are fine, but have no part in what the real meaning of Christmas is. That is in your heart. Even if others don't, you should try to do the things that you would want them to do to you. The holidays are busy times, but they are sometimes good because they keep you thinking about others like you should. So this year, try not to think about yourself, but think of the things you can do to help others have a wonderful Christmas, and you will find that you will be happy too.
I will be reading Matthew chapter 1, verses 21 through 23, New King James Version. And he will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us.
Holy night, holy call. world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare. Heaven and nature sing, in heaven and nature sing, in heaven and heaven and nature sing. He brought joy.
Joy to the world.
He brought joy
to the world.
Nothing but joy.
Joy to the world.
Oh, joy to the world. The Lord is come. Let earth receive her King.
Joy.
He brought joy.
Hallelujah.
Jesus was born to Mary and Joseph, and now he's our king forevermore. Happy Christmas. Mary.
Mary?
Mary, yeah. Mary, yeah.
On behalf of the New Bethlehem Missionary Baptist Church Youth Ministry, we want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Glory to the new born King. He Father. Three wise men came from afar. They were guided by a shining star, just to see King Jesus where he lay, in a manger filled with hay. Oh,
Jesus,
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 Jesus.
Oh, what a wonderful child.
What a wonderful child.
Jesus,
some of y'all call him
Jesus,
Friday morning star,
Jesus,
some of y'all
Weren't we blessed by the singing of God's songs as we have been led in worship and praise by our wonderful praise team? Listen, this is a time of the year for us to think on the love of God. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Christmas Day is a wonderful time for us to pause, to celebrate the coming of God's Son. Truly, Jesus Christ is the best gift given to humanity. Jesus Christ is an expression of God's love for us. John the Revelator penned in 1 John chapter 4, verses 9 and 10, "In this is the love of God made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sin." John said, God manifests his love. Wow, what a word. The word manifest means to appear, to show, or to manifestly declare. The love of God is made known in his Son and in the works of his Son for our salvation. There are three things I want us to focus on as we celebrate the coming of God's Son, Jesus Christ. First of all, the love of God is limitless. God's love is limitless. God has so much love for us that we cannot exhaust it. Regardless of the limits we have as finite beings, the love of God is not bound by our finiteness. God's love is infinite, which means that God's love is immense. It is immeasurable. God's love is so high that we cannot ascend it. His love is so deep that we cannot go beneath it. His love is so wide that we cannot go around it. His love is so far-reaching that we cannot escape it. Paul said, God's love cannot be fully known by finite man. His love is beyond our comprehension. Brothers and sisters, this does not mean that we should give up on trying to know the love of God. I implore you to seek to know God's love. The more you think on God's love, the more you meditate on God's love, the more in love with God you will become. The love of God is boundless. It knows no limits. It exceeds our expectation. We will never experience a greater love than the love we receive from God. God's love is limitless. God's love is unending. God is unending. God is eternal. Therefore, the love of God is eternal. The love of God is unending. God's love has no beginning and has no end. For the word of God says that he is Alpha and Omega. God is beginning and the end. God's love is who God is. For the Bible says that God is love. You may be asking, will there ever be come a time wherein God stops loving me? God's love for you is unending, which means that it goes on and on and on. It goes beyond your mistakes. It goes beyond your mishaps. It goes beyond your faults. It goes beyond your failures. God's love for you is unending. He loves you now. And he will love you for eternity. Not only is God's love limitless, God's love unending. But brothers and sisters, God's love is powerful. When you receive the love of God by accepting His Son, Jesus Christ, God's love is so powerful to change and save you forever. God's love is so powerful that it conquered Satan, death, and the grave. His love is powerful to keep throughout earth and eternity. He loves us. And His love is so powerful. The Bible declares in Matthew 28 that Jesus, when He rose from the grave, He rose from the grave with all power, heaven and earth in His hand. He declared that truth to His disciples when He met with them in their hiding place. He declares that truth to us today. Brothers and sisters, His love is still powerful to save. And so I would that you consider the limitlessness of God's love. You will consider that God's love is unending and God's love is powerful. And again, the more you concentrate, meditate, focus on the love of God, the more in love with God you will become. Listen, God's love is expressed to us through His Son, Jesus Christ. That's our Christmas message today. This is a time of love. This is a time of joy. This is a time of celebration because God sent His Son to die in our place for our good. Be blessed. Listen, we're going back into the church for an instrumental. And afterwards, we will give you final greetings. Listen, it's been well and we've been blessed to celebrate together our Christmas virtual service. Thanks for joining us today for our virtual Christmas celebration. Merry Christmas to you, my New Bethlehem Church family, and to all of our families and friends. Please settle yourself for the remainder of today to think on the goodness of the Lord and the love of God, a love pure and powerful.
From our family to yours, happy holidays.